Good afternoon. You are joining We the People Radio for the second hour. If you missed the first one, you should definitely go to the website a little later this afternoon. We'll have a commercial-free archive for you. WeThePeopleRadio.us.
Double up on your blood pressure medication because this one's going to drive you over the top.
it's kind of one little bad thing there. Bob's playing some fun music for us, though, so about every 15 minutes we'll give you a little blood pressure break there. But, the hits just keep coming. We are here with Chuck Floyd, Chief Executive Officer of Security Solutions Technology, and Bruce Moran, National Security Advisor, who is also part of Security Solutions Technology. These guys have tons of experience in the national security things that would have affected Hillary's email system.
Yeah. This is the real stuff. You're not hearing on the press.
This is how it really works.
This is how it's supposed to work. You know, here's the information. Make your own conclusions. Guys, in that article you had listed out some questions that the American people really didn't get answers to. I'd like you to go through that list. Because I think there were some really good questions, and we do deserve to know what the heck was going on there.
Yeah, this is Chuck. I'll let Bruce go through the questions, but I'd like to make a comment here. If General Flynn, who's now the retired three-star general from DIA, if I or any other normal civilian or military employee of the government had accomplished and had subverted all these laws and everything else on Hillary's email and what she's done and her staff taking classified information, putting in non-secure emails and sending it, if we had done any of this, we would have been arrested, prosecuted, we'd be in Leavenworth jail, and they would throw away the key. That's how serious this is, and that's what a cover-up that this administration is doing for Hillary Clinton.
Do you think, before we head into the questions, because I know that'll run us to the top of the hour, what do you guys think if Donald Trump is in there? Because I know that, he's made some really strong statements. Obviously, if Hillary's elected, this stuff will just become a non-issue. But if he's elected, can he still do something with all of this?
Yes, he can. I would like, if Trump is elected, and again, I'm not making any secrets, but I'm a Trump supporter from the very start. I've been helping and Donald Trump from the very start. If he is elected, then our good governor from New Jersey, Chris Christie, hopefully will be the attorney general. And he said it several times, he and also Donald Trump has said it, that they would do an investigation on this properly, and if they find that whoever broke the law and these policies, procedures, executive orders, then they would be prosecuted. So there is no term of that Hillary Clinton can get away with this. If Donald Trump's elected, I would assume right now that the new attorney general would do an investigation on this and hold people responsible.
And I don't think anybody would have a problem with that. You know, I think all people want are the same rules to apply to everybody. And when this kind of stuff goes on, people just lose faith in their government. I mean, we live under one set of rules and they live under another. It's going to bring everything crashing down. So I really don't think anybody would have a problem reopening this and doing a real investigation.
The president of Brazil to task right now on that. They've had that problem.
Well, I'm sure
it goes on all around the world, but in terms of how we're dealing with it here, has a different tone because we have, two groups, the Republicans and the Democrats, who've always been working in these areas, and there's really been no questioning of this tone, or I can change that word tone to this heavy type of investigative protocol that needs to be done across the board in the executive branch. And that's, I think, what you're saying.
Yes.
How do you go about doing it? Well, it has to be a change in the government. And who's going to be doing it?
In the past, under previous administration that goes back 30, 40, 50 years, You would see Democrats, Republicans working together on espionage and these sort of issues. Now, you do not see that teamwork of the Democrats, Republicans working together, and anything goes with the Democrats anymore, and it's just atrocious.
Yeah, because I can see that if Trump wins and they bring this up again, one, they're doing it because she's a woman. Two, they're doing it because they beat her in the election and it's partisan. I mean, those would be their two classic fallback positions. Not that we care. We still like him to go after him. So, okay, so hit our didn't mean to derail you here on the old questions, but the first one you listed at the end of the article was did the private server and personal devices meet the NSA Suite B, and you listed some other things for voice, text, emails, and teleconference. So
sure.
For people who may or may not be techie, let us know what that means. What is
okay.
that?
NSA Suite B is a encryption device. Okay, and I'll go to Colin Powell on this because she was trying to say that he recommended her to run her server that way. Well, NSA Suite B encryption didn't come until after he left office. It was the month afterwards. She had 4 years to contact somebody in the intelligence agency or in NSA or at the State Department to find out what kind of encryption she needed for her private server and her phones. She didn't do that. So, you know, if they're trying to drag Colin Powell, the technology wasn't there. The encryption wasn't there. It was 4 years, you know, later. So here's what we're saying. Colin Powell was in office from 2001 to 2005. Hillary Clinton was in office from 2009 to 2013. And when Colin Powell got out of office, NSA Suite B encryption was formally introduced for people to have on their, you know, that's what they were doing in the government. So,
well, if you go back to
what I'm saying,
if you go back to 2001, I know it doesn't seem like that long ago, but
no,
the internet was just
cell phones back then.
No, I mean the internet was
a whole
just
different state of technology.
Absolutely.
That she had to deal with for being subject to nation state. Okay, we'll call it espionage, make it simple. Espionage, infiltration, and sabotage. And that wasn't addressed. Once she signed on as the Secretary of State and authorized her signature to, you know, follow the, you know, National Security Code, that wasn't done in that capacity. And from what I'm saying here now, it's NSA Suite B she could have had on her server. And what Chuck and I know is the devices, too. So we're talking about all her staff and her and, you know, anybody else they wanted to. Maybe the people that put the server together could have had this encryption, which prevented nation-state players and hackers from coming in.
And we haven't even talked about the company that actually set the server up, which was a private company.
What
that
they're saying now is that Bill Clinton had hired a company in.
Yeah.
So if he hired a company in under the Clinton Foundation to set up the server,
yeah.
that obfuscates her responsibility? No. She has responsibility for the transmission and the information. It's confidential and classified and, you know, top secret and, you know, special access. You can't separate the two.
No.
You know, and the person, from my understanding, that was with the company that they hired, I think it's Data Inc. or something of that nature, he wasn't security cleared either. So we have problems on, you know, many spectrums that needed to be addressed. And how you do it and what you do is you get into greater detail the question you just asked me. And that's NSA Suite B. And then you can have chips put on your own phone, which we call endpoints. When you're outside, working outside the State Department, when you're inside the State Department, that's secured. But once they go to her house, and once they start working there with her, you know, at the server and, you know, helping her out, that's a whole different scenario. That's not explained to people, and that should be understood. It's okay at the State Department because most of that is secured. Once they're outside on their private phones, then the security risks are exponentially increased.
Sure.
What was the deal with the how many phones and things over the time period?
Well,
she must have had a great plan, you know.
Had, and she had, I think they said she had 7 or 9 or something like that. Like
no, she had up to 13, and the problem was that they had
you know,
to keep destroying them for her to get new ones.
You know, if maybe somebody had access to getting up. You know, they espionage people are really, you know, sharp. They're not dummies.
Oh, no.
They'll want your garbage can, and they'll do stuff, and they'll get your background information, and they'll, you know, track you.
Unless...
And I didn't even talk about the sandbox, but let Chuck, you know, get involved right now. I think he has maybe a different perspective or
something. What's the sandbox?
Chuck, talk to us about the sandbox.
Yeah, what does that mean? Sounds kind of cool. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Is Chuck in the cone of silence?
He's in the sandbox.
Bruce, you can talk about it. Okay, I have an NDA.
What happens is...
I have an NDA.
Okay.
Well, classic.
What do people do in the sandbox?
Breaking news.
They play, right?
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay.
So if you have a nation-state player breaking into a server, okay, they're captured in the sandbox, and they're allowed to go anywhere through. So you're monitoring their activity and where they're at, what they're doing, how they're doing it. So it's their ability to infiltrate your capturing it on your computer and how they're going to get into your computer. You create a sandbox for them, but they're not really in your whole computer system. You created a place for them to play so you can find out what they're doing. Then you trace it back to all the different servers they're using around the world. And how, you know, goes back, maybe it might go to England, and then it goes to Libya, and then it goes to Italy, then it goes to Ukraine, then it goes to Russia. So you can trace it back. You know, you see that on TV, but this is what goes on in the sandbox. So you trace it back to the source, and then you deal with it. And then you call authorities, and, you know, then you have them arrested.
So
that's what hackers do, but that's what nation-state players do. But the nation-state players are more sophisticated because they can do the reverse reciprocal relationship. What that means is they could have put a sandbox in there for Hillary to play in, and she could have been giving them all the information that they know she knows how to do. Then they could have come through the sandbox they created and accessed information on her server or gone through other areas in the government interagency. So
this stuff really is child's play at the end of it, at the end of the day.
Well, yeah, but it's encryption. It's highly sophisticated. And the NSA has to deal with the quantum part of it now. That's the new area that people...
Interesting.
You know, we know NSA may have a back door to get into their encryption.
Right.
And that might be through covert operations or whatever it may be. But however it's set up, once you enter the quantum side of the encryption, it becomes even exponentially more vulnerable. So if, say, a nation state of Russia or China was using a quantum encryption device, we don't know what went on. We don't know what capacity they're working in.
Lovely.
They have whole buildings in Russia and China built just all these
people. If you go look at
to break
what's
into
happened out in California with the attack out there, and then Apple came out and said, we're not going to help the government break our system.
Right.
And so what did the government do? They went to the Israelis and got the information because they broke it.
Yeah.
That was kind of reassuring.
How secure is it?
We need to take a really quick break.
I hope I'm not getting too technical.
No.
I'm trying to explain things.
Oh, no.
No, we like it.
But it's not so simple sometimes.
No, I heard a long time ago that every time she stepped off an airplane in a foreign country with a cell phone, it was tapped the minute she opened
exactly
the door.
Right.
And
that's why they turn them off.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a secret. The State Department does not use any encryption on any mobile phone that they have. I've been trying to get them to go with an encryption technology for probably 5 years, and every time I meet with the CEO, CIO, and others at the State Department, they just say, oh, well, the head shed, which means the secretary and others in charge, they don't want encryption on their mobile phones.
Why?
Who knows? I mean, it's ridiculous. When we have
that's
the technology
moronic.
To put encryption on every mobile phone the State Department and others have, and they don't want it.
Amazing. Let's take a break. And then...
Yeah, we will need a break to absorb that one. That's just ridiculous. That kind of just makes me mad. Oh, you're listening to We the People. Darn it. You have 40 minutes more to control yourself until you can fly into a rage. Your rage will come at 2 o'clock. Hang in there until then. You can find everything online in case you're not angry enough. You want to read the whole article. WeThePeopleRadio.us. Be right back. Well, you filled up my head with so many lies. You twisted my heart till something snapped inside.
dam's busted.
Subtle pop. Very low key. You almost not know it was a song about lies again. oh my gosh, we're going to have to go lightning round, you guys. Shoot. So what's the next question on our list here? Were your private server and personal devices set up? No. we know that's a big no. I cannot believe that they don't encrypt their devices. That just blows my mind. Third thing you had on here is, were your private server and personal devices set up to withstand any unwanted attacks? So how do they explain that? They're the State Department, and they're all scurrying around with phones that can be hacked wantonly.
That's true.
I mean, it's got their email and everything on there. What's their excuse? Like, Chuck, when you meet with them, what do they say?
They're just not... They haven't been interested in the past to encrypt their mobile phones for some reason. And if you look at the transcripts from the FBI notes and many other things that have been said, even Hillary's aides had suggested to her to leave her phones on the plane whenever she landed in certain countries, because we know whenever a diplomat, DOD, and other individuals go into these countries, they are monitored, they are tracked, they are hacked. And so, you know, our NSA, we do the same thing to all their diplomats and others that enter our country. And so, you know, it's nothing unusual. It's just, you know, normal business for nation states to track and monitor what is going on in their own country. And so the State Department knows it. Hillary knew it. All of her aides knew it. And again, you know, she kept using her private emails and her phones, giving out classified information, non-classified information. They would know her schedules. They would know her yoga schedules and everything else about Chelsea's wedding. And so, I mean, everything was public to them. They just, you know, kept laughing. And, you know, they go, well, you know, the U.S. is, you know, their procedures and everything are downgraded, and we can hack anything we want because it's so easy, because she wasn't using the correct systems.
Well, if you're a security guy on that detail, how the heck do you do your job when they're literally broadcasting everything that they're doing?
Well, if you go back and look at the Secret Service dealing with Hillary Clinton in the White House as a senator and now as a Secretary of State, you know, nobody crossed her. Nobody corrected her. They would make suggestions to her staff and others, but they didn't want to deal with her direct because she would cut their heads off. I mean, she was just vicious from dealing with the Secret Service from the White House to the State Department. And, you know, they just said, hey, you know, I'm informing your aides. You know, I've done my job. She'll have to do what she wants to do.
Another point you brought up in the article was the fact that she didn't take time to secure her server with any kind of hacking software, but they did take the time to install fairly sophisticated deletion software to get rid of emails.
Oh, the bleach bit, yes.
Yeah, now, I mean, that kind of tells the whole story right there. What would be so important that she would want to make sure everything got deleted, but she didn't care if they hacked it?
Well, you know, the company that set this up for her, when they testified, you know, they took the fifth a lot, but in previous statements they said, if we knew that she was doing classified information on the system we set up, we would never set the system up. That's how concerned they were. And again, due to NDAs, their lawyer's advice, they said nothing in front of Congress except I plead the fifth. And, you know, it all goes back to intent. What was her intention? Did she want to make sure that classified information was deleted? No. Did she want to make sure her yoga classes were deleted? No. Did she want to make sure that the Clinton Foundation and the laundering of money was deleted? Yes.
Right. But the whole intent defense, that's not really a defense, though, is it? I mean, just because she didn't intend to to hack
we're
it.
We're looking at negligence and gross negligence.
Right.
That's what I think the words are.
Sure.
So I think that more, you know, coins what she was responsible as a Secretary of State to securing her servers and devices. So she was negligent in doing that. And to what degree, you know, you go into gross negligence. And that's when you get into the move from civil to criminal and start addressing, well, what does that really mean? And what was exposed and why didn't she do it in the first place? You know, that's the kind of questions that need to be answered. And if you go down the list there, it talks about all the various ways the system, the private server that was not secure, can be exposed. It's phenomenal that there's so many different ways that it could have been hacked or by a nation state come in and have access to that kind of information and to go through her own server back to where she's communicating and pretending they're her.
So
that's
the,
what I'm saying.
The, right.
If you ever go online and order something, you'll see that they'll offer you three or more products. Somebody like this one, or you buy a book and say other people like these three books.
Sure.
Well, that's what the sandbox does, but it only does it for espionage purposes. It tells you what they're doing, how they're doing, what their likes and preferences are. So when they're coming in as you on your server, and they can pretend they're you and then go through the system. That's the scary part.
Hmm. So wouldn't there be a record in her server if it was hacked? Wouldn't there be some footprints or something?
Well, we don't know. That's the question. If they're using quantum,
well,
that's the new technology, you know, quantum encryption. And even the encryption, once you're inside, how do they access the information inside the State Department and go to, say, the Defense Department or the CIA or the DEA? You know, maybe they're running drugs and they want to know what's going on. You know, there's some stuff going down through Afghanistan to Europe. It's, you know, billion-dollar deals they're doing over the years. So they want to make sure that route's protected. So they go in there and find out what's going on. So there's a lot of different ways to look at
with
this.
With the right software like CrowdStrike has, go in there and we can tell who hacked it, where they were, because there are certain models and certain items that you look for, and we can tell whether she was hacked or not. But again, you got to get access to the server.
FBI,
and who has the server? Was it destroyed? You know, who has
we're partners with them. Can I talk, Chuck? Is it?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, we're partners with them, and they're you know, they know the various angles of attacks. So, and how to they were hired by the DNC to come in after they were hacked. CrowdStrike was hired to come in and work for the DNC to find out what happened, to what extent it happened. So they're under non-disclosure agreements because they can't talk about it. But you know, I mean, that's the kind of things you look at. And
sure.
What extent? Who did it? When it was done? Was it done in the States? Was it done abroad? How many countries? And who's sharing the information? Who's being exposed? I mean, these are all different kinds of questions you can ask that need to be addressed. And when I initially talked about it, I was saying maybe Clapper could have done it, or Loretta Lynch as the, you know, head of the Justice Department. You know, there's different ways of going about it. It's just the dynamic is for exposure to our people in service and anywhere in those covert operations is huge. And I can't emphasize that more. Chuck, do you want to weigh in on that? Or?
No, I think we've said enough on that. We can go to another question if you like.
Tell me this. We have somebody on the chat room here who wants to know about the company that set this server up.
Mm-hmm.
We know Bill Clinton hired him, but was it like a relative or was this?
Oh.
And who paid for it? Did the taxpayers pay for it, I'm assuming?
It looks
like
they hired
Bill Clinton, it was Platte River
Foundation.
That did it.
Wait, say that one more time.
It was Platte River, the company. That's the company that set it up. And so the Clinton Foundation hired him first. And I would assume that it was they were hired privately by Hillary Clinton or the foundation to set her server up. I am not aware that the State Department paid them money to set her server up. Because if they had, again, that would be another violation that she could be prosecuted for. But I do not think, from everything I have seen, that they were paid by the government.
Okay. Well, with the amount of money the Clinton Foundation's been getting, I suppose they weren't actually hurting for funds to funnel. We need to take a really quick break here again and give you guys a moment to think about what it is we want to talk about next.
There's quite a few bits of information there, so help yourself.
I was going to say, we could just go anywhere with this. Anyway, you can find...
Maybe a caller has a question?
Exactly. We will we'll come back with that.
Sure.
You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. We're here with Bruce Moran and Chuck Floyd. Stuff is.
If you feel the need, just click on me at www.memory.
There's a million of them out there.
There are a million of them. I'll tell you what, if we don't have a little laugh break, we'll all go berserk. You guys have probably already gone berserk, so you got it out of your system a little bit.
We work out regularly.
Yeah, we're just learning the berserk.
I was going to join that club. They offered a membership. Come out there with you folks. Something ready.
I wouldn't do it today. We're orbiting 2 miles from the sun, so it's over 100 again.
Oh, geez, Louise.
Yeah, I know. It's wrong. It's wrong at every level. Okay, so what have we missed besides the intent thing? Can we talk about that a little bit? Are you guys prepared to talk about why?
Entered into it.
Why she gets away with this whole thing because she didn't intend to break the law? When did that start to become something? I mean, can we use that on speeding tickets? That issue
is brand new. In the past with prior FBI, DOJ, and other kind of officials, intent was never there. If you look at what Rudy Giuliani said recently on Hannity, Fox News, many other stations, he goes, well, you look at intent, you look at smashing devices, you look at, I want to set my own server up so I don't have to go through FOIA and other things. All that's intent. He said there tons of intent there, but again, under this administration, they would not consider any of that legitimate intent. And so it's all political. They don't want to go after them.
Yeah, we've basically been flying for the last 8 years without a DOJ. I mean, it just seems like they make the rules up as they go along to whatever suits their needs at the time. I don't know if it'll ever happen, but I would love to have them go back if we get a new administration and take another look at some of these high crimes that have been committed that just went unpunished, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So
there was a book written called Hillary's Pursuit of Power. It's an authorized version before she ran the first time. It's by Jerry Ziffman at Zeifman. It's in 2006. It really talks about what we are trying to address here in 5 minutes, but it's a book, and it goes into great detail about those kind of things that people do when they're rising to power in politics that give them that idea that they can do those things that they do. Sounds like a song, do those things that they do. But,
yeah, they can get away with it because they have enough clout.
It's a different reality. When you're in D.C., there's a lot of money and power and influence, and that's what you're always looking at and subject to, and that's who you're dealing with. And when we're talking about the average person has no idea what's going on in terms of that. I mean, how things are being wielded around internationally. See, I'm not talking about just in policy and just in, you know, what we're doing day to day. We're talking about a larger dynamic and what actually goes on in people's lives in Washington and how they're separate and distinct from the average person wielding a lot of power and influence.
What is this email? I guess I want to ask you a question before that. Do you guys think that she knew she'd get caught? I mean, the installation of the bleach bit thing sort of tells you that they had an inkling it may come out, but did they honestly think they were going to get away with it?
The Clintons think they can get away with anything.
Yeah.
And did she think she could get away with it? Absolutely. And, they have, again, that's one reason why she did it. And then the other thing is if you just look at who knew, because any government email has a .gov on the end. She did not use a .gov, she used a .com. And so everybody knew that she was not on the government email. My State Department email used to be my name at state.gov, my name at DOD, my name at DODemails.gov.
Sure.
So it everybody knew it.
Well, if I email somebody outside of the .gov system, it marks those emails as external. I mean, it doesn't matter who I send it to, it marks them as external. So it knows that it's going outside the system.
Mm-hmm.
None of that's, I mean, I don't know, anybody in the most, like the lowest position ever knows that if you use your private email for government business, that opens up the entirety of your personal email system to potential scrutiny by the government. The whole thing.
Well, you know, when you're employed by the government, you're told do not use your private email. Hillary Clinton even sent a message to all of the State Department telling them not to do it, and she prosecuted people for doing exactly what she did.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's only for some people. It's across the board.
Right. She knew she could do it legitimately, too. That's what fries me. In a way where she could have had encryption on her private phones, and why didn't she do it for her staff? And I mean, that would have covered her in some way, but she didn't do that either.
No, there was just no effort.
Remember what I said earlier about nation state players coming in? I didn't even talk about them coming through the HVAC system. They can come through your printer or your heating and air condition unit system to get into your computer.
They can?
Yeah. You have anything wireless?
True. Yeah.
This is how the business is done these days.
That's why I always wonder, you know, you see these advertisements for in-home security, and you can watch your house from your phone, and I'm thinking...
And they put the camera in there, and they can watch it, too.
Yeah. And so can everybody else.
Everybody else can watch your house, too.
Yeah. So James Comey was just on, and he says he has his own computer where you have the camera on, like I do. It's covered up.
Yeah, I have a nice little shamrock right over my camera right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what those stickers are for.
It's kind of mind-boggling that technology is a blessing and it's also a curse. And we're looking at it for national security reasons. Boy, do you need to cover your buttski on that, because there's too many variables that can happen.
Well, it's a little bit like having sharp knives.
You know, we were talking about that in the article, and it's just mind-boggling. It goes beyond the scope of what people normally do. That's why we probably wouldn't have wrote the article unless there was this serious nature about it, you know.
Well, and there's just, you know, I have to tell you, people are sick and tired of being treated like they're five with the mainstream media, you know, in pretty much en masse. Blowing this thing off, you know, oh, she had a C next to it, and, well, you know, you could have missed that, and they make it all sound like it's, you know, your mom using AOL, you know?
That's right, exactly right, just using regular emails, and it's not the case.
Yeah, and for the people who don't know, well, you look at the younger group, I mean, those of us who are old enough to remember, you know, doing computer programming on Fortran cards.
Right.
We just lost, you know, a huge percentage of the audience.
When IBM 360s
and
running those things.
A what?
Yeah, and you had one computer at the college that took up an entire building.
Yeah.
And you had like four terminals at the library you had to sleep outside the door and wait for. You know.
You bring the cards in and cards would run them onto the tape, those big tapes.
Yep, and your cards would fall down on your way to your exam. And
carrying around.
Oh, man.
It's good to lift weights with, you know. If you can't make it to the gym, just do some work in the computer room.
But we remember. I mean, we remember how this stuff was set up. We know we get the jokes about the ones and the zeros. But the kids who have grown up in this technology, they don't really understand how a lot of that works. And the vulnerabilities, well, just, I mean, they post every activity they've ever done online.
Yeah, that's,
which
that's self- a real... That's a real shame.
It's totally crazy. We need to take one last quick break. We're going to come back and finish up the top of the hour with Chuck Floyd and Bruce Moran. And these guys do a lot of different things, but they come together on Security Solutions Technology, and their website is listed on ours. I think you'll find it an interesting read. We are at wethepeopleradio.us. Be right back.
Oh, that's terrible. My skin got so thin, you can see right through it. And I stuttered, well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
That's my story.
Oh, that's my story.
That's my story.
Yeah, I ain't got a witness, and I can't prove it. But that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Nice one. Well, I come from a large family, and we've never seen anybody fall down that didn't make us laugh. We were really bad at that, so we liked that other song. We thought that was funny, Bob. All right, fellas, what did we miss?
This is Chuck. I'd just like to say that we haven't seen all the emails drop against Hillary yet. You look at just what dropped against Colin Powell, you know, the things that he says in private versus what he says in public. WikiLeaks, and again, people who contributed WikiLeaks for the DNC and a lot of different things, but they haven't dropped everything on Hillary. You're going to see massive amount of information that she's going to try to explain away. The media will help her try to explain it away, but it's going to be very, very damaging in the next 30 days.
Oh, I've said that all along. I mean, you want to talk about an October surprise. it's going to be huge. You know they hacked her.
So we're going to read the yoga routines?
Well, we're going to find out for sure that she was hacked. I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
it's going to come out that, she was very negligent.
Do you guys think that with all this, you know, with all this stuff swirling around, do you think the public has become, bored of it or I don't know, out of the loop? Do people still care when the emails get released?
Well, it depends. The media keeps keeping it as just emails. And it doesn't talk about the exposure national security-wise. So
right.
What are they going to believe? You know, that's the harder part of the explanation. Most people don't go into a depth of seeing what actually happened. That's why we actually wrote the article, to give a detailed explanation. There are certain laws that, you know, needed to be addressed and broken, and there's acts, you know, that go all the way back, you know, espionage and hiss and different things of that nature. And then we also have the executive orders the president issued, Obama issued, that should have been followed. So there are a whole host of things within the executive orders that there are not things she needs to do if she went off the reservation and didn't classify the information. That should have been reported in and of itself. So how do you tell people all these different dimensions that are going on simultaneously when they're busy doing their lives, you know, getting their lattes at Starbucks, and they're really not. Their technology is their apps. You know, we're talking about the applications of the apps, how far it goes, to what degree, who's doing what, when it's, they don't think about that.
No, I think cybersecurity is, you know, they think if they've got, you know, Norton antivirus, they're all good.
Oh, yeah, and Symantec and, you know.
Whatever they've got.
You know? And that's all. This is the dynamic of us worried about our First Amendment rights and everything and how you're being protected and, you know, what you should be doing.
But, you know, one of the things that we're trying to do is get the information out. You know, it's programs like yours that we can get the information out, because, again, ABC, the NBC,
you can't hear each other.
They do not
want to. Wait,
hold
on. Time out.
And that's why I wrote it, because I knew people that are SOG groups or Navy SEALs, and this is damning.
That is,
to them. I mean, to be exposed that way.
Sure. And Chuck, I'm sorry, you were trying to say. I know when you guys are both on the phone, it's hard to hear each other.
I couldn't hear Bruce. Sorry about that. What I was saying,
it's our encrypted phones.
You know, this is why we are going to radio stations like yourself and others to get the message out, because the NBCs, the CBSs, they won't report it, even though it's out in the news. They don't put it on their news, and if they have it, they'll say, "Oh, Hillary Clinton had another email dump." 5 seconds, boom, it's over. You know, so they don't get the truth out of it. They don't make the audiences that watch their TV or radio or listen to their radio stations aware of what's really happening. And so it's kind of disingenuous with the media.
Well, what do you guys think about the Snowden and the WikiLeaks and that type of thing, leaking things back in? I mean, without them, we wouldn't know a lot of this.
I think there's a lot that we shouldn't know, but it's gonna happen. I mean, as long as we don't have, you know, something as simple as encrypted phones for government
for the
people,
State Department.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to continue to happen.
What do you guys think of those guys, though? Just the idea that they've got all this stuff and can feed it back through the system.
Well, I would try to get it back, but now we think the Russians have it in hand with Snowden staying there. So what can you?
Sure. So Donald Trump's comment off the cuff, you know, when he said maybe we need to get our emails from the Russians. I mean,
they're
coming back, but in bits and pieces.
Yeah, I mean, I think anybody who was paying attention knew that was kind of a tongue-in-cheek comment, but then these other guys ran with it and said, oh, they're telling the Russians to hack her. It's like, you idiot, they already did it.
Well, yeah, you know, with the new movie Snowden out,
came in, they had breakfast, lunch, and dinner, walking around. The Lucifer, the one they caught, and he said he was just eating lunch and going to her server. Eating lunch.
Nice.
And I don't know if people got that. he would come in when he had a break and then go into the server and look at it. That's what he said. So, I mean, people should look at that as holy guacamole. What's going on here?
Yeah, right. How can that be a good idea? Sorry, Chuck, we cut you off. Say what you're saying.
With, you know, the new movie Snowden just came out, and so, you know, members of Congress and many other people are saying, well, was Snowden a patriot or is he a criminal? And so people have to decide, again, if you release classified information, it's against the law and it's criminal. What he did, you know, it was a huge benefit for a lot of people, but he did put a lot of people at risk
in
the military in different places. So, again, you know, it has its pluses and minuses, and again, every state does this, every state, national state does it, we do it, everybody does it, it's been going on for years.
It's just not how we're supposed to be running the big candy store, though.
Hey, we're out of time.
Be craziness.
That's true.
Hey, thanks a lot, you guys. We'd love to have you on again. So much information.
Well, I think between now and the November elections, we'd love to have you back on and do a little wrap and... And an update on the new emails that are soon to come out.
Well, you guys work on all sorts of interesting stuff, and we've got a lot of time, you know, so we get to get the whole story out. Thanks very much for coming on with us. And for
You're
folks
welcome,
that
thank
have...
Thank you for going into detail. I think it helps...
I think it does, too.
...understand the dynamic we're trying to convey. It's just enormous.
We've got the commercial-free archive will be up this afternoon pretty shortly. So if you guys want to send this to friends or use it, do whatever you want with it. It's there for your use. You've been listening to We the People. We'll be back with you next week. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.